We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Kibud Avoim, Halacha Beis. We're in the middle of paragraph Yud. Rav Nelson Zal was discussing Yitzias Mitzrayim and why we're forbidden to have chometz on Pesach specifically. V'alkein osur chometz bePesach. Based on what we've been learning till now, we understand why we're not allowed to have chometz on Pesach. V'isuroi chomur ma'oid ma'oid. And the strictness of it is very, very, very serious. Much more so than many other isurim in the Torah. Ki onu tzrichin livroyach achshov mechometz legamri. Because at this time on Pesach, as we learned earlier, which is a time when this noyam ho'elyon, this very high level light is flowing. However, because we didn't yet receive the Torah, we haven't really prepared a proper keli to receive that noyam ho'elyon 100% positively. And therefore, if we introduce the chayvlim into the situation, if we allow the moichin of chutz loretz to come and join, they could mess up everything because we're not so strong. We don't have the Torah yet. We don't have tzedakah. Rabbeinu Zal said in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan that in order to create the proper keli to receive that noyam ho'elyon, you have to have the mitzvah of tzedakah. And as we learned in the previous year, if the Jews did not receive the Torah yet officially when they were leaving Mitzrayim, then certainly they didn't really have the official mitzvah of tzedakah yet. They couldn't perform the real mitzvah of tzedakah properly, which applies most when it's given to Talmidei Chachamim or for the study of Torah. Ki onu tzrichin livroyach achshov mechometz legamri, because we need to run away from chometz now totally. Mibchinas moichin shel chutz loretz. As we learned earlier, chometz is moichin of chutz loretz. Chometz represents the moichin of chutz loretz. V'ze bechinas shehutzruchu Yisrael lotzeis bechipozoin memitzrayim v'lo yochlu lismameya. This will also explain why the Torah tells us that the Jews had to leave Egypt in a rush. They had to run away from Mitzrayim. They couldn't wait. Shezeo bi'atzmoi bechinas iser chometz kemuva, which is tied into the fact that we're forbidden to have chametz. Chametz means chametz requires waiting for the dough to rise. When it came to leaving Egypt, we couldn't wait for anything. We had to run. And Rav Nosson Zal explains now, ukimeforish bepasuk, as the pasuk says, vayoyfu es habotzek ugois matzois kiloy chametz, they baked the dough into matzois, not chametz, because they were chased out of Egypt, they couldn't wait at all. They couldn't procrastinate at all. Because the Jews definitely had to leave in a major hurry. Because as we mentioned earlier, the Jews couldn't leave Egypt until Hashem shined down upon them this Noyam Ho'elyon, this very high-level light, which represents Moichin of Eretz Yisrael, which is what brings about a Geula. V'tekev kishashefei Noyam Ho'elyon, and as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moharan, as soon as that Noyam Ho'elyon starts flowing, azai boim gam hachoivlim v'noiflim banimim, then what happens is the moichin of chutz loretz see an opportunity for them to get their tikkun, and they come running. They come running to jump into the bathtub, to jump into this flow of noyam ho'elyon in order to get their tikkun. Ki hein mevakshim liatzmum tikkun, because they are seeking a tikkun. These moichin of chutz loretz know that they're defective. And Rabbeinu Zal quoted the pasuk, chavolim noflu li banimim, that the Chavolim try to fall in when the Ne'imim, when the Noyam Ho'elyon is flowing. They try to jump in and get included in the whole process. Ukishe'ein mistaknin, and when they don't get their tikkun, when even after joining the Noyam they don't get their tikkun, why? Machmas she'ein hakli b'shleimus chas v'shalom, because the keli that's been prepared to receive the Noyam Ho'elyon is not Bishleimus. We had learned in the previous year that when it came to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jews did not prepare enough of a keli for that Noyam Ha'elyon because they couldn't. We didn't have the Torah yet. We were in such a bad situation. Hashem gave us two little mitzvahs, like the blood of the Korban Pesach and the blood of Mila, to give us something, like a little thread to hold on to. That was a little bit of Hishtadlus Isarusa de Lesat on our part to be able to handle that Noyam Ha'elyon. But this wasn't the full keli, the standard keli that's needed to be able to receive that Noyam Ha'elyon well enough so that it could even bring about a tikkun for the choivlim, for the moichan of Chutz Loretz. And what happens is, when these choivlim show up to get their tikkun, and they can't get the tikkun because the keli isn't strong enough, azai nasa ha-pegam b'yoyser chas v'shalom kanal, then they get worse. Then the moichan of Chutz Loretz get even worse. If they don't get fixed, if they don't get improved, then they go the other way. V'alkein, achshav b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, shemizgale oyer ho'elyon hazeh. And therefore, at this time, at the time of yitzias Mitzrayim, when this great light was being revealed, b'chinas noyam ho'elyon, behizgalus godol moed, and it was being revealed in a tremendous way, oz bevadai boim gam hamoichin shel Chutz Loretz gam kein listakin kanal. So we can be sure that the moichin of Chutz Loretz came running to get their tikkun. Avul ein bonu koyach lesaknon. However, at Yetzias Mitzrayim and on the holiday of Pesach, we do not have the ability to be misaking these moichin of Chutz Loretz. Adarab, just the opposite. Im yavoyu chas v'shalom achshav, if they will show up now, v'yiplu b'toich ha-noyam, and they'll dive into the noyam ho'elyon, azai yizgadel ha-pigam b'yoyser v'kanal, they'll make things even worse. Just like, for example, when you have a pot of kosher food and a small amount of non-kosher falls in, there are certain times where there's enough of the kosher to nullify the non-kosher, and the non-kosher becomes kosher. But if there isn't, if the pot of kosher is not strong enough, then it goes the other way. Then the little bit of non-kosher makes that entire pot non-kosher. That's exactly what we're talking about here. You have this Noyam Ho'elyon, this very high-level heavenly light, which comes down only on certain very special occasions. One example was Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran that in order to receive it properly, you have to prepare a proper keli for it, and that requires tzedakah, Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likutei Moran, and he explained why. And Rabbi Nosson Zal had explained previously that in order to have tzedakah, you have to have the Torah. And when the Jews were leaving Egypt, they didn't even have the Torah yet. So for sure, they didn't really have tzedakah yet, and they were all pretty much poor at the time. They were slaves. So they couldn't really do the mitzvah of tzedakah, so they couldn't prepare a proper keli. And therefore, even though the Noyam Ho'elyon was flowing, if the choivlim were allowed to come and join the equation, not only wouldn't they get fixed, but rather they could mess up the Noyam Ho'elyon. Alkein, therefore, Takev kishenizgalo oyer hazeh b'mitzrayim, as soon as this great light was revealed in Egypt on the night of Pesach, chutzrichu livroyach velotzeis b'chipozen godel, the Jews had to run and leave in a big, big hurry. Kedei shelo yavoyu chas v'shalom b'chinas ha-choivlim lipoil banimim, so that the choivlim shouldn't be able to attach themselves to them. They had to escape from the choivlim, so that the choivlim shouldn't grab onto them and try to jump in with them into this noyam, into this ne'imim. Shal yidei zeh yizgaber ha-pegam shel ha-moichin b'yoyser chas v'shalom, which would make the defectiveness of the moichin even worse. We mentioned earlier that there's moichin of Eretz Yisrael, which is wonderful. There's moichin of Chutz Loretz, which is not so wonderful, which represents conflict, constant machloikis and conflict. So therefore, these moichin of Chutz Loretz are in a problem state. If we allow them to jump into the noyam when there isn't a proper keli, then they can become even worse. It could lead even to bigger conflicts. Me'achar she'enom yecholim l'stakin v'kanal, since they can't receive their tikkun because the keli isn't strong enough. V'ze bi'atzmoi isur chometz b'pesach. And this is the whole concept of why chometz is forbidden on Pesach. Because as we explained earlier, matzah represents moichen of Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned that matzah is bigimatria of sog, ayin beis and samach gimel, which represent chochma and bina, which represents a very high level of seichel, moichen of Eretz Yisrael. Whereas chometz, the word chometz is miloshen chimutz, sour, spoiled, fermented. So the word chometz represents conflict, divisiveness. The pasuk uses the term machmetzes, kol machmetzes loy seichelu, and the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word machmetzes is the word chometz and the word mace. The outer letters are mem and tuf, which make up the word mace. We know that mace, death, is a concept of conflict, machloikis. When a person's alive, the soul and body are united. They're getting along peacefully. When a person dies, there's pirud. The soul is separated from the body. The soul doesn't get destroyed. They just move apart. They become divorced from each other. Machloikis, pirud, moichen of chutzlaretz. So chometz represents moichen of chutzlaretz. V'alkein tzrichen lechol b'pesach rak matzah levad v'loi chometz klal. And it's for this reason that on Pesach we're required to eat only matzah, which means we're staying within the boundary of moichen of Eretz Yisrael, v'loi chometz klal. We're not allowed to eat chometz at all, to show that we're keeping away from the moichen of chutz l'aretz, because we're not ready to deal with them right now. We can't fix them. And since we can't fix them, if we engage them, they'll fix us. They'll mess us up. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds a little bit more of clarification. Ki ho achila hi bechinas moichen v'das. Now Rav Nosson Zal is explaining, what does this have to do with eating? We're talking about moichen. We're talking about moichen of Eretz Yisrael and moichen of Chutz Laretz. This kind of seichel, that kind of seichel. How is it affected by what we eat? Whether we eat this food, whether we eat matzah or chametz. Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll tell you how. Ki achilo hi bechinas moichen v'das. Because eating has a very important effect on the brain and the das. Ki kefi ho achilo kein hamoyach. According to how and what a person eats, that determines what their brain is like. We know the Gemara says, one of the rabbis once asked another rabbi a question, and he said to him, I can't answer you now because I haven't eaten any beef. Come back to me tomorrow after I've eaten beef, bisra de tura, the Gemara says, and then I'll be ready with the answer of your question. Rabbi Nassal quotes this in Likut Imran as one example of showing how what a person eats affects the moichen. We know we just had in last week's Haftorah, the Haftorah of Parshish Peshalach, Parshish, about Sisra, who was given dairy. He asked for a drink, and Yael gave him warm milk to drink and cheese to eat, because she knew that that would weaken his mind. That would tire him out. Dairy, and especially hot dairy, makes a person tired, sleepy. So we see the direct connection between the eating and the moichin. We know, for example, the Sforim HaKadoshim bring the important mitzvah of Pas Shachris. We had this also we're going to have this in Parshas Mishpotim, where the Pasuk says, Uberach es lachmecho ves meimecho, Hashem will bless your bread and water, v'asiroisi machlo mikirbecho, and I will remove all illness from you. So it's brought that the word machlo, which means illness, is the same letters as the word halechem, the bread. That pas shachris, the Gemara says in Baba Metzia, is a tremendous protection from 83 different kinds of sicknesses. Person who zoche to eat pas shachris and bread in the morning, it's a tremendous protection from sickness, number one. The Medrash brings that if you're talking to somebody during the day and you see he's not making any sense, he's talking nonsense, probably he didn't have pas shachris. Because again, the pas shachris, what a person eats, affects their das, affects their brain. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the word chita, wheat, is bigimatria 22, corresponding to the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. And therefore, a person who eats pas shachris, they have this wheat, this opens up their brain to the 22 letters of the Torah. So we see that kefik achila kein hamoyach, ukemavur bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal, hareini kaporas mishkovoi b'mokom achar, as is explained in Rabbeinu Zal's words in another place. Note, Rav Nosson Zal uses the words hareini kaporas mishkovoi, which means he wrote this halacha within the first 12 months after Rabbeinu Zal passed away. The Gemara tells us, the Shulchan Aruch says, that when a parent or a rabbi passes away, during the first 12 months, whenever you mention that person, you add these words, Hareini kaporas mishkovoi, may I be an atonement for that person's bed, for that person's deathbed, implying that we know that there's a potential, chas v'shalom, there's a potential during the first 12 months, during the first chas v'shalom, that a person could be judged for Gehenna chas v'shalom. So again, the halacha requires that a person quoting something in that person's name should add this respectful term, Hareini kaporas mishkovoi. V'alkein bepesach onu tzrichen lechol v'lizoin rak mimoichen shel Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, as we mentioned earlier, since we're not ready yet on Pesach to address the moichen of Chutz La'aretz, to be able to fix them, therefore we have to avoid them. We can only eat food that's associated with the moichen of Eretz Yisrael, Bechinas Noyam, which is associated with that Noyam Hoelyon, Bechinas Matzah, like Matzah, V'loy Mimoichen Shel Chutz La'aretz Klal, and we cannot eat anything or get involved in Moichen of Chutz La'aretz at all on the holiday of Pesach. Paragraph Yud Aleph. V'zeh inyan ma'ashem mutar ha-chometz achar Pesach. Now we'll understand why chometz becomes 100% permissible after Pesach. Ki be'emes inyan ha-he'ora ha-gdoyla shel Pesach, b'chinas ha-shpoas noyam ho-elyon b'zgalus godol moed sheloi ba-droga, loy hoyo rak lefi sho balaylo harishayna levad letzorech ha-gula. Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is that this incredible great light that Hashem shined on the Jewish people on that night of Pesach when they left Egypt, which was a display of this Noyam Ho'elyon being displayed super bright and clear in a manner that was not deserved, that we weren't really totally ready for it, it was only a very temporary, short-lived thing. It was only for that first night of Pesach, period, in order for the Jews to be able to get out of Egypt. Because it was impossible to achieve Yetzias Mitzrayim without Hashem turning on the brights. The darkness was so big at that time that Hashem had to really turn on the spotlights. Because the Jews were in the depth of exile, of darkness, of tuma, of Egypt. And if Hashem would have waited for the Jews to get their act together, to fix what they need to fix, and to prepare the full, proper kalim to receive that light, in a measured, constructive way, the Jews would have drowned in Egypt totally. There wouldn't have been any Jews to take out. If Hashem would have waited any more for us to do any preparation, for us to construct any kind of, proper kalim, there wouldn't have been anybody to take out. Therefore, Hashem had to shine upon us this very great light, Bechinas Noyam Ho'elyon, Sheloi Bahadrogo Bemida, without standard procedures, bypassing all the standard procedures of Isarusa de Lesato, where Hashem says, you make the first move and then I'll make a move. And because of the fact that we were in such a situation, that's why we couldn't fix and correct the choivlim, the moichin of chutz laretz, the defective moichin. And that's why chametz is forbidden, as we explained earlier, because chametz represents those moichin pigumin. However, immediately after that first day of Pesach, nestale kahizgalus v'hashpo agdoy lazois, that great light that shined upon us that first night of Pesach left. It went away completely. V'choizrin lekabel hoer b'hadrogo u'bemido kifima shemezakhim utarmatzon b'chol yoyim. And then we start from scratch again. We go back to the ground floor and we start climbing the ladder step by step in a very methodical, consistent, consecutive way in order to be able to receive the light gradually and properly so that we can hold on to it permanently. Shezehu bechinas sfira. This is the whole concept of Sfira Soimer, which begins immediately on the second day of Pesach. Shemaschilin lispor tekef achar yom rishon shel Pesach hukamuva, whereby we start this count immediately after that first day of Pesach. Hainu ki be'emes bevadai onu tzrichin lesakin dafkes b'chinas hamoichin pegumim b'chinas moichin shel chutz loretz. Because the fact is that we have to fix those defective moichin. We have to fix those moichin of chutz loretz. Al yidei bechinas chavolim noflu libanimim. By the fact that those chavolim, those moichin of chutz loretz, should fall into the noyam ho'elyoin and be able to get their tikkun there. Ki tzrichim lesakein pegam hamoyach. Because we have to correct the pegam hamoyach, any defectiveness in the brain, and to extract all sparks of Kiddusha that have fallen into the Sitrachra, into the Tumah, as a result of these defective Moichin, these Moichin of Chutz Loretz. Ach b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim loy hoyo efshir lesakein ha-Moichin shel Chutz Loretz v'kanal. However, during the exit from Egypt, during yitzias Mitzrayim, we couldn't repair those moichin at that time. It was impossible. We didn't have the proper keli. Alkein, therefore, takef achar yoyim horishoin, immediately after that first day of Pesach, nis'alim ha'oyer ha'godol hazeh, that great, great light of noyam elyon that Hashem was shining upon us that first day, it went away. It disappeared completely. To allow us a second round, a second opportunity to get that light, but this time to get it a drop at a time by following the standard procedure, climbing the ladder slowly and carefully. In order that this time we will be in a position to correct, to fix up the defective moichin, the choivlim, the moichin of chutz loretz. B'zeh b'chinas sfiras oimer. With this we'll understand the mitzvah of counting of the oimer, shehu kedei letaher atzmoi kol echod mebechinas dam nidois, whereby each and every one of us is trying to purify ourselves from pegam abris, which is referred to as dam nidois, the blood, the impure blood. Shehu b'chinas pegam hakovoid, pegam abris v'kanal, as we explained earlier, that pegam of pegam abris is pegam hakovoid, because the Gemara says ein boishes ela b'mokim arayim, that the shame and respect of a person is by the erva, by the union of bris. V'alkein soifrim shiva shavuos, and this is why we count 7 weeks to the Omer, keneged shivas yemei nidus, corresponding to the 7 days that a woman who is nida counts to purify herself. Shehem keneged shivas yimei bereishis, which correspond to the 7 days of creation. Shebohem nivro ha'olam al yidei asora mamorois, during which the world was created via the 10 statements of creation, which we said were 10 different types of kavod. Remember, we quoted the pasuk uveheicholoi kuloi oimer kavod, that all the oimers, all the ma'amorois are kavod. Hashem created the entire world for his kavod. He created it with 10 statements. Each one of those 10 statements represent a different aspect of the kavod of Hashem. Shenivgemu al yidei pigama kavod. And these 10 statements of creation, these 10 levels of kavod, were damaged through the pigam of kavod. Shehu sharosham, kavod is the shoresh of these 10 statements of creation. V'ze b'chinas oimer soyrim shemenifim tekef achar yom rishon shel Pesach. With this we'll understand the mitzvah of the oimer of barley, which we lift up again on that second day of Pesach, right after the first day of Pesach. Ki soyrim hu meichel behema, because barley is referred to in the Gemara and the Torah as animal food. Wheat is for humans, barley is more for animals. Ukemuva b'zoyer HaKodesh mizan, as the Zoyer HaKodesh speaks about this. Ubehema hu bechinas heder hadas, animal represents lack of das. Ki ikra das hu bechinas odom, because the most intelligent being is supposed to be man. Shehu bechinas moichen shel Eretz Yisrael, and again we're talking specifically about a good brain, a really intelligent person who has moichen of Eretz Yisrael. Hainu ki behemo bechinas pegama das vamoichen. Behemo represents defective das and moichen. Bechinas moichen pegumim shel chutzloretz, like the defective moichen of chutzloretz. Shehem bechinas machloikis, which is all about conflict. Bechinas eitz hadas toivora, good and bad, that conflict. Shemishom yenikas hasitrachra, that's where the sitrachra draws its energy and strength from. V'chol hataivois, shehem bechinas behemo, bechinas taivos habehemias. I'm sorry, that's where the sitrachra draws all its energy from, and that's where all the taivois, all the base desires, the physical desires, they all come from. They come from these moichin, these damaged moichin, these choivlim. The chol zois machmas pegam hakovoid, shubchinas pegam bchinas odom. And the fact that we have these moichin of chutzlorets and everything is all because we've been poigim in the kovod of Hashem. Because we committed some transgression, we showed disrespect to Hashem. And we know the ones who are in the greatest position to show respect and disrespect Hashem are human beings. Bechinas Adam. Ki ikra hakovoid toli bodom, because the main kovoid is dependent on man, as we explained earlier. Upegam hakovoid hu bechinas behema, and therefore lack of kovoid is represented by the term behema. We know that when a teacher has a class and the kids are misbehaving, the teacher says, you're acting like a bunch of wilde chayes. You're a bunch of animals. Animals means you have no respect. You have no respect either for your elders, or you have no self-respect. You're not behaving like human beings with the dignity. So again, Adam is respect. Behema, therefore, represents pigamen kovoid, lack of kovoid. V'yachshov menifin ho'imer soirim shumaycha behema. Now, on the second day of Pesach, we bring this korban from barley, which is Meichel Behema. Hainu ki roitzim achshov lahorim ulahonif elu amoichen shel bechinas chutzlaretz. Because now we're ready to address the moichen of chutzlaretz. Remember we said the first day of Pesach, we can't touch the moichen of chutzlaretz because the Noyam Elyon is flowing. We don't have the right keli yet and everything. If we allow the moichen of chutzlaretz to get involved, it's going to be catastrophe. They'll take over. That's the first day. But once that first day is over and that major light of Noyam Hoelion leaves, now we're not in such danger anymore. Now the Chayvlam, the Moichan of Chutzlaretz, aren't coming running full, you know, like a stampede or anything. Now suddenly we're back to slow motion. Things are going now. Now we're starting from scratch We're going all the way back to the bottom of the ladder and starting from scratch and working our way up through the 49 days of the Omer. We're going to now start receiving Meichin slowly, gradually, in a very methodical way. Now it's safe to start introducing the Meichin of Chutz La'aretz into the equation. How? By this Omer, which is barley, which is behema. The behema represents the Meichin of Chutz La'aretz, lack of high-level das. So we take these soyrim, we take this Omer soyrim, and we lift it up. That means we're lifting up these Meichin of Chutz La'aretz, Shehem Keneged Meichin Shel Eretz Yisrael, B'chinas Behema. These Meichin of Chutz La'aretz, compared to the Meichin of Eretz Yisrael, are referred to as Behema. The Meichin of Chutz La'aretz are called Behema in comparison. V'yachshov anuroitzim lohonifoysim el hakidusha ulasaknam. Now, from the second day of Pesach on, we want to start elevating, lifting up these Meichin of Chutz La'aretz in order to fix them, in order to correct them. V'yalkein maschilim tekef lispor sfiras oimer. And that's why we start immediately from that day counting the oimer. Shehu letaharenu mitam nidois. In order to purify ourselves, those 7 weeks are going to be 7 days, seven purifications. From this dam nida, from pegama kovid. Hakoil kedei lesakein bechinas hachoivlem moichin shel Chutz La'aretz. And all of this is in order to be able to correct the choivlim, which is the moichin of Chutz La'aretz, shenasu aidei pegama kovid, which were caused, they came into being because of a pegam in kovid. And all of this is being done as a preparation to be able to receive the Torah. Shehu bechinas hashpoas noyam ho'elyon. Hashem giving the Torah to the Jewish people is another example of that noyam ho'elyon. The Torah is noyam ho'elyon. Shemishom bo'o ha'Torah. That's where the Torah comes from. The Torah comes from Noyam Ho'elyon. Now, those that are familiar a little with the terminology, Torah is usually referred to as Zeranpin, as the Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei. We mentioned this recently, that in Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud is Ava, the Hey is Yira, the Vav is Torah, and the last Hey is Mitzvah. And again, the Vav is Torah. There are many reasons for it. One reason is because when Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Luchos, the Gemara says the Luchos were 6x6, like the Vav, the letter Vav. So the Torah is that Vav which comes from Noyam, which comes from the Hay, that first Hay, which is Bina, which is called Noyam Ho'elyon. And Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Pasuk, Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Dirocheho Darchei Noyam. The paths of the Torah are the paths of sweetness, Dirocheho Darchei Noyam, showing that the Torah comes from this Noyam Ho'elyon. V'oz be'ez Kabbalas HaTorah Kedoshah, and then, on the holiday of Shavuos, when we're receiving the Torah, Azai Onu Mekablim Shefa Noyam Ho'elyon Al Yedei Keli. Now, we're receiving from that Noyam Ho'elyon with a proper keli, the keli being the Torah, al yedei bechinas tzedakah, and also through tzedakah, shehu bechinas klolius haTorah shenikres tzedakah, because we mentioned earlier, we quoted the Gemara which says that the entire Torah is called tzedakah. Tzedakah is a nickname of the Torah. We said utzedakah. We quoted the pasuk utzedakah tielanu ki nishmor elasos. It'll be considered an act of charity to us, the Jewish people, if we will fulfill the Torah. So we see the whole Torah is called tzedakah. So on Shavuos, when we're receiving the Torah, so then the tzedakah is in place. There's the Torah is coming from Noyam Ho'elyon, which means that faucet of Noyam Ho'elyon has been turned on. It's flowing. And one of the first things that comes out of it is the Torah. And the Torah is a keli. The Torah is tzedakah, we just said, which is a keli to help receive that Noyam Ho'elyon properly. Ukamay shekosu b'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, on a pasuk harachokim mitzedakah, the pasuk refers to those who are far from tzedakah. The Zohar HaKadosh says, derechikin me'oraisa, they're far from the Torah. So we see that the Torah is called Tzedakah. Ki oz, because then on the holiday of Shavuos, anu mekablim ho'ir al yidei kelim, we're receiving that great, great light of that's coming from Noyam Ho'elyoin, but this time we're receiving it through vessels, through proper vessels. Shehin b'chinas kol atariag mitzvois, which is, for example, the entire 613 mitzvois, shehem kelim kedoshim lekabel shefa Noyam Ho'elyoin kanal. These 613 mitzvahs are 613 vessels into which we're able to receive that heavenly splendor, that Noyam Ho'elyoin. Vazai b'shavuois beis matan Torah oz onu mesaknim gamis hachoivlim. And therefore, on Shavuos, at the time of that we're receiving the Torah, then we're able to fix those choivlim, those moichen of chutzlaretz. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, chavolim nafluli baneimim, that the chavolim fall into the neimim to be able to get their tikkun. Shezeh hapasuk ne'emar al matan Torah, that pasuk chavolim nafluli baneimim is speaking about matan Torah when the Torah was given on Har Sinai. Sheoz bochar bonu lechelkoi v'goyroloi, that's when Hashem chose us as His portion. Ve'oz niskayim chavolim nofli baninim. That's when we see the fulfillment of the chavolim, the moichin of chutzlorts, the defective moichin, being able to come and join the moichin of Eretz Yisrael, the Noyam Ho'elyoin, and be able to get their tikkun. Ki oz nistaknu gam hachoivlim al yidei shehoyo shefea Noyam Ho'elyoin al yidei akli b'shleimus. Because then, on Shavuos, even the Choyvlim got their tikkun as a result of that Noyam Ho'elyoin flowing through a proper keli, the keli being the Torah, we said in this case. V'alkein Yisroel she'omdu al har Sinai posko zu'amosom, zu'amasanochosh. And this is why the Gemara tells us that when the Jews stood at har Sinai, the filth that was injected into the world from the time that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, that filth that the snake injected into Chava was terminated, came to an end when the Jews stood at Har Sinai. Ki ikur zuamas hanochosh humi pigam hadas, because that filth of the snake came from pigam hadas. It became from Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas. She pogam Adam rishon beitz hadas toivora. Adam was pogam beitz hadas shaydeze nofa lemoichin pigumim shel chutzlaretz. That's what caused Adam Rishon to fall into the defective consciousness, the moichin pigumim of chutzlaretz. Asher mishom ikur hasitra achra b'chin azum asanochosh. And that's where the sitra achra, the snake, the satan, draw their energy from das pogum, from the eitz hadas, which represents defective das. Because the main source from which the Sitra Achra draws from is from defective das. And therefore, the Jewish people who stood at Har Sinai, that's when these defective moichin of chutzlaretz were being fixed. Alkein oz posko zuamas hanochosh. That's why the Gemara says that's when this filth of the snake came to an end. Because it was drawing its energy from the defective moichin. Now that the defective moichin got their tikkun at Har Sinai, so the snake has nowhere to draw its energy from. That zuama dries up. It's finished. And that's why before Shavuos we count the 49 days to the Omer, kedei letaher midam nidois, in order to purify ourselves from chas v'shalom dam nida, lesakin pigam abris, and correct the pigam abris, shaydezeh nifgemu hamoichin v'naflu lamoichin shochutz loretz. It's these things, it's the pigam in the moichin that cause the moichin to become defective and fall into moichin of chutzlaretz. Ki onu tzrichin lesakin tchila pegam hamoichin, because the first thing that we need to correct is the defective moyach, kedei sheyuchlu lehistaken kishyiplu banimim, so that they'll be able to get their tikkun when they fall in, when they come and join the ne'imim. Because this is another reason why at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, those Choyvlim could not come and join, you know, the Ne'imim. You know why? Machmas shoyu pigumim ma'oid. Because those Choyvlim were very, very messed up at the time. The Jews had not yet begun to repair them in any way, to fix them, to purify these moichin of chutz laretz in any way. So besides the fact that we didn't have a proper keli, that was one problem, there was a second problem, that these moichin of chutz laretz were very, very bad. They hadn't gone through any repair whatsoever yet. So you had the problem on both sides. Therefore, if those moichin of chutz laretz would have come at that time on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim to try to join up, not only would they have not fixed, not only would they not have gotten fixed, they would have messed up the moichin of Eretz Yisrael. And the Jews would have drowned in Egypt. They would have had to remain in Egypt. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 71 in the second half of Likut Imran that this halach is based on, that when these moichin of chutz laretz are very defective, when they're in a very bad state, then they can even do damage to the moichin of Eretz Yisrael. Just like, for example, we gave the example before of a non-kosher thing falling into kosher. One of the rules there is that if, let's say you have 60 pieces of kosher meat in a pot, and you have one piece that looks exactly the same as those other pieces, but it's unkosher. It comes from an unkosher animal, or it was shechted improperly, etc. And the unkosher falls into the kosher. One of the laws is that if the piece of meat is of a size that you would offer to a guest, if a guest would come to your house, it's called chaticha horui leschabed. It's a size that's big enough to be in a, to put into a plate to show respect to another person. Now, if somebody comes to my home, when I want to pay respect to that person, I put down a plate of food in front of them. So if I put down a plate with a little string of meat, you know, that's a half an inch thick by a quarter of an inch long, I ain't showing much respect for that guy. I'm showing that I don't respect that person that much. But if I put down a nice, decent, square piece of meat, one of those 3-inch sirloin jobs, that's called chaticha horu'uya l'skabed. It's a piece. So if the piece of meat that fell in, not if there were 60 pieces, even if there were 700 pieces of kosher meat in that pot, and one piece of non-kosher falls in that looks exactly the same, you can't recognize it, no way. But we know that the piece was 4 inches by 3 inches, then it can't become nullified. It does not become nullified. It doesn't become kosher. Because again, because it's bad enough, it has enough power, negative spiritual power in it, that even 700 pieces in it can't nullify it. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran Torah Ayin Aleph, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. V'alkein, and therefore, Achshav, Shanu Roitzim Shenizke L'Sakein Gamas HaChoivim B'Shas Matan Torah Kanal. Therefore, now, on the holiday of Shavuos, when we're ready to fix up the Choivlim, on Shavuos night also, there's a major flow of Noyam Ho'elyoin. But this time, Alkein Onu Maschilim Mikoidim Lispor Sfira Soimer. Therefore, we make all kinds of preparations. And 49 days before that, we start counting the Omer. Kedei letaher ulezakech elu hamoichen hapigumim haboim mipigam hakovid pigam habrishu b'nezdam nidois. Because during those 49 days, we are purifying the messed up moichen, the moichen of chutz laretz, the dam nida, the pigam habris, the pigam hakovid. Voz, kishon mezakhin umetarne lo amaychin kol yemei asfira. And once we've worked for 49 days to try to clean up and purify and correct all the bad things in the Meichen of Chutz Laretz, in our defective Meichen, Oz Yecholim LeKabel Tikun B'Shleimus Be'Eis Matan Torah K'Sheshefei Noyim Ho'Elyoyim. Then these Meichen of Chutz Laretz, their Tikun can be finalized, can be completed on the night of Shavuos, when the Noyam Ho'Elyoyim is flowing, B'Bechinas Chavolim Noflu Ibaninim. As the Pasuk says, that when the Ne'imim, when that Noyam Ho'Elyon is flowing, Chavolim Noflu, the Chavolim fall into the Noyam, and they're able to get a complete tikkun there. Ki azai lo yuchlu lifkoim chas v'sholom esamoichen shloretz Yisrael. Because at that point, these Moichen of Chutz Loretz will not be able to do any harm to the Moichen of Eretz Yisrael. Me'achar shekvar nizdakhu v'netaru b'kol yimei asfira kanal. Since these Moichen of Chutz Loretz have been put into the washing machine a couple of times throughout those 49 days of Omer, those are 7 weeks of purification, Shiva Nekiyim. We're doing all kinds of tshuva during those 49 days of the Omer. We're saying a lot of Tehillim, like Rabbein Azal says. Alkein, therefore, Adaraba, just the opposite. Heim Mekablim Achshav Tikun Gomur. These Moichen of Chutz Loretz, these Choivlim, receive a complete tikkun. Their tikkun is completed and finalized on Shavuos. The kanal, as we explained earlier, gam machmas that one reason is because they've been washed so well during the 49 days, and the other reason is gam machmas shefei anoyim ho'elyoin al yidei kli b'shleimus. Because again, the difference between Shavuos and Pesach, on Pesach, the noyim ho'elyoin is flowing, but the Keli is not b'shleimus. We don't have a full Keli. We don't have a full Torah. We only had 2 mitzvahs, Korban Pesach, Korban Milah, and even that we barely accomplished. Whereas Shavuos night, when we've accepted the entire Torah, the whole Torah, so we have a super Keli, and in addition, throughout the 49 days of the Omer, we've been beating up those Chayvlim, we've been beating up those Meichen of Chutz Laretz to wash them and to improve them and correct them 100 different ways, that process can be completed and finalized on the night of Shavuos. And that's why we'll see that on Shavuos, the korban that's brought, the shtei halechem, the 2 loaves that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, had to be from chametz. That shows that now we're ready for you, buddy. Now the chametz is 100% glatt kosher. Now it's not going to do any harm. On the contrary, it's going to be elevated to a level, the chametz is not Moichen of Chutz Laretz anymore. It's that bread is Moichen of Eretz Yisrael.